With K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District, this is Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's edition of the Hort Report. Mushroom hunting season is starting, and you may feel the itch to get out and find mushrooms of your own. It is very important that you are 100% sure of your identification before eating any mushrooms, and to not eat anything you are completely confident in the identity of. While there are only a handful of plants that could kill you if you ate them, there are many more mushrooms that are potentially fatal. The most common mushrooms beginners look for are morels, oysters, honey mushrooms, and chicken of the woods, as these all have distinctive visual characteristics. Mushrooms grow in forested areas and on forest edges, where the climate stays cooler and more humid, and the mushrooms have decaying organic matter around which to grow. The weather is only beginning to warm up, so right now you will be more likely to find mushrooms on south and west-facing slopes. As the weather gets even warmer, north-facing slopes will also begin growing mushrooms. Be sure to check the rules and regulations of any locations you want to hunt for mushrooms, and always ask permission when wanting to forage on private land. Morels are arguably the most well-known mushroom. Because they are so popular with restaurants, people learn how to identify morels so that they can sell them. The Kansas Department of Agriculture requires harvested mushrooms be inspected for safety by an approved identifier, and offers classes every year that train attendees on how to separate morels from false morels, close lookalikes that have a chemical that is metabolized in your body into a compound that is also used as rocket propellant. Yes, really. Note that this identification class only applies to morels specifically and harvested mushrooms broadly. Commercially cultivated mushrooms, most of which will be oysters or shiitakes, do not need to go through the same identification class and can be sold with no restrictions. When harvesting, be sure that the place you're harvesting has no restrictions on the commercial use of anything you take. Places that allow foraging for personal use often ban selling wild mushrooms to prevent over-harvesting. Forage sustainably and take only what you need. Chicken of the woods, also known as sulfur shelf, is a very strange mushroom that lives up to its name. It is a shelf fungus, meaning it forms platforms wherever it grows that start orange in the center and turn yellow near the edges. The colors are vibrant, which differentiates them from other shelf fungi like turkey tails, a non-edible lookalike. When cooked, the fungus lives up to its name, having a taste and consistency almost identical to chicken. Reactions have been reported, however, and everybody's bodies are different, so when introducing a new food like a wild mushroom to your diet, it's always best to cook it thoroughly and consume in small amounts at first in order to keep potential adverse reactions to a minimum. For more information on today's topic, contact your local extension office. I can be reached at 620-724-8233 or by email at jr637@ksu.edu. Once again, this has been Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's Hort Report.